USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Unusually high waves attributed to the eruption of an underwater volcano near Tonga over the weekend caused an oil spill on the Peruvian coast. But authorities said Monday the spill was controlled within hours. Apparently a tanker was unloading the oil when waves broke the connection to shore. Grant Alexander on NBC News describes a site in New Zealand caused by a tsunami.
And they popped their heads out of their boat to see a red catamaran going over the top of my boat. So that is a force of nature there.
At least two people are confirmed to have died in Tonga following the eruption. A U.S. appeals court transferred a challenge to Texas heartbeat law to the state Supreme Court in a 2-1 vote last night. The Supreme Court did not rule on the merits of the Texas law, but the justice's decision paved the way for lower courts to decide whether it's constitutional. The asteroid 7482 is expected to fly by our planet around 4:51 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most, finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
COVID-19 deaths were underreported in Michigan during the early days of the pandemic.
The report from Michigan's Auditor General released on Monday came several days after media coverage, criticism, and a letter from the State Health Department challenging the report's findings. The report identified 7,010 COVID-19 deaths linked to long-term care facilities between January 1, 2020 and July 2, 2021. That's 1,511 more deaths than what the state had reported. Tudor Dixon, who's a Republican running to unseat Governor Whitmer in November, said Whitmer's worse than New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
NASA's Curiosity rover has been on a nearly decade-long mission to determine if Mars ever had life. Reported Monday, some dirt samples collected by the rover revealed the presence of carbon and a sign life may have existed on Mars a long time ago. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Bible.
Virginia's 74th governor, Glenn Youngkin, delivers his first address to their joint assembly Monday.
We're going to start by investing in Virginia classrooms. Education is the key to opportunity, the means by which all children and their parents can realize their greatest dreams. Virginia schools have a lofty reputation, but lately we've not lived up to that reputation. In fact, our education standards for math and reading are now the lowest in the nation. Unelected political appointees lowered standards, which inevitably led to a decline in student performance. 60% of students don't meet national proficiency standards, including over 70% of Latino students and over 80% of black students. They're failing to meet the standard on the math NAEP tests. Remarkably, these dramatic declines, noted by the National Center for Educational Statistics, have only seen one Virginia school that was deemed failing because accreditation standards were lowered. Starting now, we're ending the accountability shell game intended to make us feel good, but amount to the often stated soft bigotry of low expectations. Let's stop cheating our kids.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.